Lastly, we will talk about a command economy or centrally planned economy. A centrally planned economy is often side by side with a dictatorship. Just as a market economy will go hand in hand with a democracy, a command economy will have somebody at the top of the pyramid that is pulling the strings and making the decisions. This individual is often in power based on military and has seized power, and in order to keep power, must maintain a hold over the military with a strong hand. Now, there are some monarchies in the world still in which birth puts the person in at the top of a command economy. Most dictatorships are seized by power, held by military, and are violent in nature. That means then that the route that the society goes in the economic system is not always the will of the people. I guess in one way you could say it's the will of the people because they haven't risen up, seized power from the dictatorship, and re-implemented what they see as a fair form of government. But that's kind of a stretch. I think that what you will see in a command economy is a system in which the goods and services that are produced are decided by the top of the pyramid. How they are produced is decided by the individual or the group at the top, and who consumes the goods and services are delegated out by the individual at the top. And the people that are going to be able in the end to consume those goods and services, at least the high end of those goods and services, are going to be those people that directly keep that individual in power. That would be, for sure, the military and influential wealthy people in the system. And so this is certainly not going to be an effective or efficient economic system in a lot of ways. We will see that it will be effective and efficient in a military way because that is the route in which the dictator got there. It is the route in which the dictator stays there.